7 richest countries in the world. Now them a have a little money, and them a plan to cheat and oppress the poor. I saw them have a little money, but when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, when them think and thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there, because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and these aims. But when them think and think go the people way, one day them dead and them not dead yet. Anyway, for them, third world people life, but a small price to be paid. They think they're ready, no one can touch them.
Them have the next thing coming.
But when them think them thing go the people way,
one day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
When them think them thing goes another way,
one day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
Strictly roots and culture.
7 richest countries in the world. What do they do for the people? Look at America, the so-called is. I'm clueless where the money went. In the skies and we found out debt. Hey, why don't they rather need it? Someone checks government.
Greetings, greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, July the 6th, 2014. All right. We are learning that we are one. We are learning that we all come from this oneness, waters of Noon. Even the crazy, no good, rotten, wicked ruling class who have given themselves over to wickedness to do the bidding of the satanic mind, the demonic mind, to be the adversary of all that is good and righteous, all that is truthful, all that is for the benefit of the human family. They come from the waters of Noon too, but they chose to use their attributes and their powers and their characteristics for wickedness and evil. But we can never forget where we come from. We must be tenacious. We must be patient. We must be sensitive to feel the hurt and the pain of one another. We must be sympathetic towards one another. We must consider the plight of each other. We must consider that even if we suffer something from a sister and a brother, when we understand psychology and understand psyche and spirit and understand that there are extenuating circumstances pressing on the emotions, causing the deviation of the will from the original will, from the original will of the Almighty and the universe, causing a movement from cognitive thinking, the cognitive mind of thinking, reasoning, and remembering, causing us to deviate from the rational mind. See, have some compassion for a sister and a brother. Have some compassion for your poor working class sister and brother who are suffering all manner of sufferings because of the system. The wicked do wickedness all the time and do wickedness to all of us, but we don't get so angry at the wicked ruling class and ruling families. When was the last time you and I were angry as all get out at the house of Rothschild? But our little sister, our little brother may step on our foot, step on our toe. We're ready to slap them down, beat them down. Our little sister and brother may come to us and not speak to us that day. Maybe they're going through something. Let's be sensitive towards one another. The system has already deemed us sinful, condemned us to death. The system has. The wicked ruling class and families right now are constructing more plans of death for you and me. Why do we want to help them sentence us to death? No. We must come together, love one another, rise above that which has divided us, rise above and beyond that which has caused us to have enmity and animosity towards each other. Rise above all of that, become sensitive towards one another. Then, in that day, the Arab sister and brother the Arab sister and brother will not associate with Al-Qaeda, will not associate with Al-Qaeda, will not associate with the CIA-created Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, so-called ISIS, and strap on implements to kill and destroy other poor working class Arab people and whoever. And then in that day, maybe the poor working class in Europe will not strap on the military uniform of Italy, France, Germany, so on and so forth. Maybe in that day, and not maybe, certainly in that day, definitively in that day in America, we as poor working class people will not strap on the military uniform and kill some poor working class sister or brother living in some other portion of the earth. Become sympathetic towards one another. The next word associated with Cancer, the zodiac sign of Cancer, is motherly. Mothers in the world, mothers in the earth, those precious, beautiful mothers who were bringing their children across the border into Texas from Mexico, across the border into Southern California, I believe it was, from Mexico, from Central and South America, mothers coming with their children, mothers sensitive to their children, sympathetic to their children, being patient with situations in life for the benefit of their children, being tenacious, not giving up on a better life for their children, saw fit to come to America. Did not America say that they wanted the earth's tired, the earth's poor, the earth's, I'm paraphrasing, naked, hungry, poor, and raggedy people? Apparently not, because the ignorant protests that went on in, I think it was Southern California and other places, anger at poor working class Central and South American women and their children coming over the border that is a fictitious border, that is a border that is absolutely illegal in the eyes of the Almighty. These Americans, so-called right-wing Republican Tea Party type, Democrat no better, but we're dealing with these people, and they're thinking at this point, angry at poor working class, oppressed people coming across the border after having suffered America and Europe and Israel creating conditions that are absolutely destructive through NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, through CAFTA, Central American Free Trade Agreement, which is only freedom for corporations to trade in goods and minerals and resources to the detriment of the men, women, boys, and girls in Mexico, Central and South America. You had Caucasian mothers angry at other mothers for being tenacious and patient and sensitive and sympathetic for their own children and trying to bring their children into a better life. You had mothers in America angry at that, angry at the police, angry at everybody, thinking that these from Central and South America are the enemy. No. Where is your motherly instinct? Not just women, men and women. Where is our motherly consciousness? Why is it that we do not feel for other people's children like we feel for our own? We must tap into the mother of the universe, the mother principle of the universe. Next associated with Cancer, the zodiac sign. And I'm looking at the symbols associated with Cancer, looking like an upside down 9 with a right side up 9 or a right side up 6 with an upside down 6 or looking like a 6 and a 9. Someone looked at that and called it the yin yang. Yin yang standing for positive and negative energy. Negative is not evil. Negative is the positive. The negative is a charge that is needed along with the positive charge to generate energy. So the positive charge is the masculine. The negative charge is the feminine. And we're honing in on the feminine. Changeable associated with Cancer. Being changeable, not being stuck in a rut, being able to change and move with the times, not for evil, but to be able to adapt, to continue to move the family into the realm that the Almighty would have us to move into. Easily influenced. All of us are so easily influenced. That can be good or that can be used in an evil manner. Because we are so evilly influenced, the corrupt men and women in government give us information knowing that we are so easily influenced because we think that because this person is a government official that they must be telling the truth. Or we think if we are Democrats, then the Democrats tell the truth and the Republicans lie. Or if we are Republicans, we think that the Republicans tell the truth all the time and the Democrats lie. We are so easily influenced into warfare, bloodshed, destructive behavior to ourselves and destructive behavior from ourselves perpetrated on another poor working class man, woman, boy, and girl. Those that were angry at the women and their children coming across the border were so easily influenced by people like Governor Perry and other government officials. Men, women, absolutely corrupt, absolutely sinful, absolutely not themselves, absolutely deviating from the original will, absolutely using extenuating circumstances, pressing on their own emotions, allowing themselves to be harlots and prostitutes for the house of Rothschild and be manipulated and then turn around and give us faulty, fictitious information. And we are so easily influenced that many of us see Mexican, Central and South American as the enemy. Many of us see those living outside of America as the enemy. Many of us see those in another neighborhood, another territory, of another ethnicity, of another race, religion, or class as the enemy. So easily influenced. Let us be easily influenced for life and existing for all. Let us be easily influenced by the majestic beauty, the majestic aesthetic beauty of the universe, and the movement and dancing and artistry of the Almighty seen in the universe, seen in the cosmos, and be influenced by that power, that force. Let us, as the Twa said, Ilani, Ila Tado, Ilani. And you hear Ila in the Twa language. Ila is a Twa word having to do with the goddess principle and the vital force and pulling on that vital force, pulling on the feminine energy, pulling on the feminine energy spirit so that we may experience life at the highest level. The planetary ruler of the zodiac sign of Cancer is the moon. And we'll deal with the moon in a second. The gems associated with the zodiac sign of Cancer are the moss agate and the emerald. And the color associated is violet. And the metal associated is silver. And remember, we always think of the table of elements in this new light and reality revealed to us by Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, functioning as the teacher and the prophet, teaching us that which we did not know and tearing out of order that which is out of order, destroying that which is out of order, destroying thinking that is not correct, and bringing into order that which is in order with the order of the universe by teaching us of that which we did not know. Silver is, I believe, 47 on the table of elements, having 47 neutrons, 47 protons, 47 electrons. Well, hydrogen is number one, having one proton, one neutron, one electron. Well, sisters and brothers, use our intellect. Use our Pitah mind. If hydrogen is number one, one proton, neutron, electron, helium number two, two protons, neutrons, electrons, then helium is merely two hydrogens. If the 47th element, silver, is 47th on the table of elements, 47 protons, 47 neutrons, 47 electrons, then silver is really 47 hydrogens. Hydrogen is the most prolific, the most ubiquitous element in the universe, the greatest, most prolific, ubiquitous base element permeating the whole of the universe. Hydrogen, solar, atom, the sun, the fire, this power permeating the whole of the table of elements. So the modern day scientists have given us a fraudulent table of elements and have caused us not to understand that we are only looking at hydrogen at another level. That's silver. The harmonious signs for business. With the zodiac sign of Cancer, the harmonious signs for marriage or companionship with the zodiac sign of Cancer are Pisces, Scorpio, and Taurus. So what one would have to do, which we're not going to do today, is study the signs and attributes of Pisces, Scorpio, and Taurus, and unite those attributes, signs, and characteristics with those of Cancer within ourselves in order to facilitate truth, justice, righteousness, balance, reciprocity, the liberation of the human family. Let's go to the moon. The planetary power of Cancer is the moon. The moon is the female principle. We have to deal with the female principle, deal with the feminine power, and go into that feminine power and Ilani Ilatado pull on the life sustenance, the sustaining life power within the feminine, within the female, within the goddess. Associated with the moon are also the passions, the desires, and the emotions. Passions, desires, emotions are also seen in the definitions of Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. Holy Spirit is seen as feminine. She is our mother. In the New Testament, the Greeks neutered Mother Holy Spirit, and the Latins transgendered her into a masculine. But we know that Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. She is the womb through whom we are born and reborn again. Passions, desires, emotions associated with Mother Holy Spirit. That energy of mother associated with the passions, desires, and emotions. So we have to be in control of our passions, desires, and emotions so that we are not manipulated, so that we reject the mother principle and allow ourselves to be used to destroy our sisters and brothers of the human family. Examine ourselves. Examine our thinking, reasoning, and remembering. Examine our rational mind. Examine why is it that we are behaving in this way today and that way tomorrow. Examine how it is that we can have a wonderful experience with a human being, and 1 minute later have a terrible experience with the same human being. What is it about the passion, desire, and emotion that is being manipulated by extenuating circumstances causing us to deviate from rational mind, from the will, from cognitive thinking, reasoning, and remembering, causing a change in our disposition, our energy, our spirit, these three words being the same: disposition, spirit, and energy. See, energy permeates the whole of the universe. E equals MC squared. Einstein, you got it from Africa. Einstein, you got it from the African ancestors. Everything requires energy, whether you're doing good or bad, you need energy. If you're doing good, you need positive and negative charge to generate the energy to do good. If you're doing bad, you still need positive and negative charge to generate the energy to do bad. Any way you cut it, you're dealing with energy, which is spirit, which is disposition. You're dealing with that which is connected to passions, desires, and emotions. How is it that the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families can continue to manipulate us by manipulating our passions, desires, and emotions, causing us to be enemies of each other, and they stay in power another day? Health in general. All changes, beneficent or the reverse, according to signs and aspects. So, health in general. I'm reminded that there is a word in the African Hebrew language that teaches us that the moon renews. There is a need for a renewal. Renewance or renewing, renewal is associated with every new moon. We must be renewed in our understanding of ourselves. We must be renewed in our mind and our intellect. What does it say? Be not conformed to this world, but be renewed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, our minds. How? With the mind of Christ, with the mind of the atom of life, with the mind of proton, neutron in the blastular nuclei, and the electron outside of the blastular nuclei in the gastrula. Be renewed. Be healthy. The moon is associated with being healthy through renewal. All changes. To have a new moon means a change again. A change again. Every zodiac sign represents change. Beneficent or the reverse. The opposite of beneficent is that which is detrimental, non-beneficial. So we can behave in a manner that is beneficent towards one another, or we can behave in a manner that is absolutely non-beneficial and detrimental to each other. They say that the moon can bring out strange characteristics within the human being. Research all that is associated with the moon. Research how they say the wolf man comes out with the full moon. The mysterious moon. The power that the moon has. According to signs and aspects. Now, we're going to leave that off for now and just talk for a minute. Why is the zodiac necessary? Why study the signs and the symbols and the omens? Why study this? Why study the symbolism? Because wisdom in the Old Testament and wisdom in the New Testament, having to do with interpreting the interpretation of numbers and symbols and signs. And in Genesis, it is said in the second chapter or the first chapter that the sun and the planets and creation are put here for us to be signs to us, that we may know and understand the signs, understand the symbols, have wisdom, understand the signs and the symbols in the universe, understand how the Most High uses counsels to govern the universe, every aspect of the universe. Understand interpretation of dreams. Understand interpretation of numbers and signs and symbols. Use this for the good, for righteousness. Do not use this power for death and warfare and bloodshed. Use the power of divination for truth and justice. The temple had the zodiac signs carved into the floor, and the whole African Hebrew temple and the high priest's garments were used as a divining tool for truth, justice, and righteousness. Well, Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah Rastafari. Haile Selassie, people.